In the first years of the American Revolution, General Washington lost many battles, but he always survived to fight another day. The Battle of Brandywine was one such place. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Save money by texting Exmark to 283-342 for exclusive offers and a dealer near you.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
In the summer of 1777, the British occupied New York City and planned to secure the Hudson Bay Valley, splitting the northern colonies from those in the south. Another of Britain's generals was ready to strike a blow to Washington's army in the south as well.
General Howe got permission to go on his own accord. He is going to go on his own expedition to try to capture the colonial capital of Philadelphia. So he's going to leave New York Harbor in June of 1777 with a massive fleet of about 260 ships.
Andrew Outen shares the story from Brandywine Battlefield in Pennsylvania.
Washington is kind of hanging up north right outside New York, New Jersey, and as soon as that fleet leaves from New York Harbor, nobody really knows where that fleet's going.
And that fact had Washington and the Continental Congress in Philadelphia worried. Eventually, Howe and his fleet landed south of Philadelphia and marched north. Washington's men were in Wilmington, Delaware. The two met at a place called Brandywine, a place ironically settled by people opposed to war.
Predominantly Quaker. This is going to be one of the biggest economic feeds into Philadelphia at the time. This is a huge agricultural area. You have the mills operating up and down the river. The river was very, very beneficial to this area, making it so prosperous.
The British were marching north with about 17,000 men. Washington had about 11,000 heading south. Men with a variety of experience in battle.
The army itself, I mean, you have men coming in year after year. You have men leaving year after year. So it's an army in transition. Some are going to be seasoned veterans, but some are going to be, you know, amateurs to the fight.
It was the largest fight in the Revolution when measured by men on the battlefield. It's next time as we travel the countryside at Brandywine Battlefield, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCrae.